Welcome to another Kosher Tidbit. Today we're going to talk about turkey. Not the domestic turkey, but the turkeys that are the wild turkeys, the turkeys that are the supposed ancestors of the domestic turkey. The domestic turkey we've already discussed in previous Kosher Tidbits. You need to please refer to those tidbits if you want to know the basis for our certification of the regular domestic kosher turkey. Before we analyze the wild turkey, which is what we're going to discuss, I want to read from you the view of the Netziv in his Shilos and Tshuvos Meshiv Dover, Chelek Beis Simon Chaf Beis. The Netziv writes, Teda, you should know, Sheheter Ha'of Indik, the permissibility of the turkey, Sha'ana Ochlim, which we do eat, Haryu Harbe Ma'arim Aleihem B'sha Sheheviyo Mi India. There were many people who protested against the permissibility of the turkey when it came from India. The Lohaya Mesored al Kashrutam, and there was no tradition as to their permissibility. Vegam ad hayom, and even today, yish machmir meforshimehem. And even today, there are those people that avoid the turkey. Omikol mako, in any regard, kvar nohagu leheter, the tradition among the Jewish people is to permit the turkey. Ve'ein potzepe, and nobody objects. And then Tziv writes the reason for this, v'humishum, and this is because, shekvar huchzegu lehetera ve'ein raya la'osram. The turkey has already been established as mutter, and there is no proof that they should be forbidden. Based on the Netziv and the other authorities who are the basis for our eating the domestic turkey, the question that arose is wild turkey kosher? Now, this has been a recent question, but it wasn't asked previously because it wasn't really a practical issue. The domestic turkey, which is raised in farms, is a very lethargic, large bird. It walks around, can't really run, definitely is not capable of substantial flight. The wild turkey, it's much more fit. It runs, it flies. It's a game bird. It's actively hunted. Doesn't just sit around waiting for the hunter to come and get it. However, while the turkey was available for the hunter, for somebody who wanted to keep kosher, someone who wanted to shech the wild turkey, it wasn't practical for them to gather a number of wild turkeys and then do a shechita. Recently, that's all changed. There has been a movement to raise wild turkeys on farms, and these turkeys are still wild, but once they're raised in cages, you can order a whole bunch of them. And the issue came up last week where the GNSS wanted to shecht wild turkey, and they sponsored the Shaila to be presented to Rabbi Belsky, whether or not the wild turkey could be consumed. The issue at hand was not the status of the wild turkey independently, but rather, through an analysis of the wild turkey, could it be proven, lahalacha, that the wild turkey is the same bird as the domestic turkey? And since the domestic turkey is kosher, the wild turkey would also be kosher. And the birds were presented to Rabbi Belsky. They were taken out. They ran around his office. They flew around his office. And Rabbi Belsky, after analyzing all the aspects of the wild turkey, he felt that it's the exact same as the domestic turkey. And as such, just like we have a tradition that we permit, for whatever reason, we permit the domestic turkey, the wild turkey is obviously the same species and would be included in the permissibility of the domestic turkey. It was based on this that the GNSS actually decided to do a run of wild turkey. The report I got was that, well, some of the beet was good, the pulkies were a little bit disappointing. For those people who are thinking of eating wild turkey, there are no more that are on the market. They're a very limited item. They're only available at the end of November. All other parts of the year, they're very expensive. It's very hard to raise them. When we talk about wild turkeys, it's also important to understand that what we call wild turkeys in New York and New Jersey is not a comprehensive term covering all the birds that are called wild turkeys. There's one kind of wild turkey that lives at the Yucatan Peninsula, which is a somewhat isolated area of Mexico. And this bird is known as the oscillated turkey. There's also the Australian brush turkey, which is also sometimes called the wild turkey. And these two other birds, despite the name turkey, we have never had the opportunity to research them and to determine whether or not they are indeed the same turkey as what we in New York call the wild turkey. What we call the wild turkey is the eastern wild turkey. It is scientifically thought to be the ancestor of the domestic turkey. And as we noted previously, through an analysis of its characteristics, it's pretty evident that this is the same bird, one way or the other, as the domestic turkey. The ocellated turkey in the Yucatan Peninsula, these birds, there are only about 500 in existence. There happens to be a pair of them currently on display at the Bronx Zoo. We have gone down to watch them and to analyze them. The bird was extremely cooperative. We went into the zoo, and the birds came right over. They sat down next to us. We were able to observe them, to see every aspect of their feathers and their head and all those other issues. Pictures were taken. Everything was analyzed. Unfortunately, though, we weren't able to analyze them, on Maven Yavin, to the extent that we could determine conclusively whether or not they're the same species as the eastern wild turkey. From the scientific classification, the ocellated turkey is not the same turkey as the wild turkey. There is another kind of turkey, which is a subbreed of the eastern wild turkey, which is known as the Ocelloa turkey, and that is a separate issue. It presumably looks pretty much the same as the eastern turkey. It has never been presented, but there's no reason to think that there's any difference between the eastern wild turkey and the Ocelloa turkey. However, the ocellated turkey is scientifically a separate species, and we have not permitted that bird. Similarly, but much more easier to come to the conclusion, was the Australian brush turkey. The Australian brush turkey is considered a turkey. It actually looks similar to the wild turkey, but it is characteristically very different. It doesn't incubate its eggs. It lays its eggs in mounds, which are self-incubated by the decaying vegetable matter. The bird does not behave like the wild turkey. It's what we call in New York and New Jersey the wild turkey. And scientifically, it's considered a very, very different species. It's also pretty clear that the Australian brush turkey would not breed with the eastern wild turkey, while most likely the ocellated turkey from the Yucatan Peninsula would, but this research has not yet been conducted, or at least in a way. I hope you enjoyed this issue of Kosher Tidbits. Thank you for listening.